Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. This is a special edition, and we're talking about Common Core. This is Pamela Clark, founder and director of New Heights. We've been doing this all week since last Saturday. This will be the last show about Common Core until this following, coming up Saturday, where we have a live show and we'll be talking to our audience. We do have a show on Friday, though, so join in for to that also. But anyways, we're going to get right back into last night's show, the topic where we were at. We were covering those that have had any kind of input in the Common Core of creating it, organizations and people. And we were just getting into UNESCO, United Nations Education Scientific Cultural Organization. And in 1949, they wrote a textbook titled Toward World Understanding, which was used to teach teachers what to teach. It said, as long as the child breathes the poison air of nationalism, education in the world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. As we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. In 1984, the leftist UNESCO published a document on developing instruction in a Common Core. From the grandfather of Common Core, Robert Mueller, founder of the World Core Curriculum, the goal is to bring all educational standards under one common roof of compliance and global academic, philosophical, and religious sameness. That requires removing the extremes of fundamentalists, and evangelical religion, including those religions that have strong missionary outreaches to non-Christians and that teach biblical principles of marriage and sanctity of life. In order to do that, certain compromises must be made, and this is the essence of the Common Core curriculum. The curriculum must be strictly secular and equitable in its teaching of the nations and the world. Redistribution of wealth is the standard because there is no private property, only collective ownership of the planet. Therefore, the Common Core curriculum must take a panesthetic approach, and while excluding one form of extremism, radical Islam, it embraces another, extremist environmental policy. From UNESCO's document, The Vision of Education Reform in the United States, it states, my department has been pleased to partner with the U.S. Agency for International Development to help ensure that our best domestic practices are shared worldwide. The United States provides over $1 billion annually to partner countries working on educational reform. The North Star guiding the alignment of our cradle-to-career education agenda is President Obama's goal that America will once again have the highest proportion, of college graduates in the world. That goal can only be achieved by creating a strong cradle-to-grave continuum that starts with early childhood learning and extends all the way to college and careers. Statewide, longitudinal data systems, or SLDS. I apologize if I said that wrong. I'm kind of fighting some allergies tonight. And Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, or PARCC. I don't know about you, but I need a stiff drink after reading something like that. Like it came out of a script from Days of Our Lives and As the World Turns. But seriously, it sounds like the royal families of old intermarried to keep all of the wealth and power in the family. Just one happy, incestuous family. You remember what happened to the royal families like these. They became insane and eventually collapsed. Must have been all that corrupted DNA. Did you know that the international, the international endorses the Common Core, it stands for IB. The IB is pleased to have been selected in 2011 as one of the five sets of standards against which the Common Core was measured by education experts to determine its success and meeting its goals. Common Core is part of an effort to implement regionalism, which is the replacement of local governments by regional boards of federally appointed bureaucrats, who in turn are beholden to international bodies. Regionalism will eliminate the freedom parents now have in choosing neighborhoods with good schools, because tax funds will be distributed equally. There will be no escape in homeschooling or private schools either, because the curriculum will follow national tests. Students will be tracked through mandatory state records that will then be accessible to Washington bureaucrats. Ultimately, all students will be subject to education mandates implemented by Obama's radical cronies. The U.S. DOE wrote a document covering the program, promoting grit, tenacity, and perseverance, which is located on their website. Excuse me. But is now buried since Glenn Beck covered it on his show, The Blaze. Under promoting grit, the following instruments will be implemented in public schools to collect all the data from the new Common Core standards. Digital measuring devices like MRIs, FCAT scans, facial expression cameras, posture analysis, seat posture mouses, wireless skin conductance sensors, lie detectors, will all be placed at every student's desk. Doesn't that sound nice? The process of collecting all this data and processing it is called data mining. The student will also be required to wear a bio wristband or ankle bracelet. In April 2013, a Kansas mother wrote, "Sadly, my own state of Kansas has already implemented the standard. Most schools will begin the privacy invasion beginning in 2014. We first became aware of it when our children came home from the activity trackers, which I spoke about last Saturday, actually. Pedometers that measure activity throughout the entire day, including calories burned. They are required to wear them even at home and over the weekends. Sound overwhelming? Well, it's happening. I complained, and after school officials discussed it, they decided to allow my son to opt out, as they would still have enough participation. However, within 2 weeks, my son was wearing the devices again, and we were sent a letter stating it was mandatory. The children grades K to 12 are also all subjected to daily interrogation over what they eat at home. They are required to write down a food diary. They are tracked off and on, weeks at a time. Next year, full implementation will begin, and according to the website, more intrusive measures will begin. In Houston, Texas, 13 school campuses began using chips to monitor students in 2004. Under the program promoting grit, tenacity, perseverance, the United States DOE states that attitudes, values, beliefs, and behaviors are teachable and malleable. And all of this monitoring will be used to measure a child's reaction to authority and their ability to get along. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy and secure? Now, let's follow the money that created Common Core, shall we? In 2005, Gate Funds questioned the new Commission on the Skills of American Workforce created by Mark Tucker. In 2007, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Eli Broad Foundation pledged $60 million into a campaign to infuse education into the 2008 political race. 2008, Gates Funds, we don't know how much, the Benchmarking Advisory Group report for Common Core Standards on behalf of the NGA, CCSSO, and ACHIEVE. May of 2008, the Gates Foundation awarded $2.2 million grant to the Hunt Institute for Educational Leadership and Policy, which 1 month later hosted a symposium alongside the National Governors Association, NGA, on education strategies. In 2007 to 2011, NGA, CCSSO, and ACHIEVE have accepted more than $27 million from the Gates Foundation alone to advance the standards and the connected data collection and assessment. In February 17, 2009, the stimulus bill enacted a $4.35 billion earmark for states to entice into the new standards program. In 2009, Mr. Hest, a frequent blogger on education, whose institute received $500,000 from the Gates Foundation to influence the national education debate. 2009, the Gates Foundation spent $3.5 million creating an advocacy group to buttress its $290 million investment in programs to increase teacher effectiveness in four areas of the country: Tampa, Pittsburgh, Memphis, and Los Angeles. October 2009, the Gates Foundation gave the Thomas B. Fordham Institute $1 million to review the Common Core Standards. October to November 2009, Gates Foundation donated $1.5 million to Mark Tucker's NCEE organization. In 2009, Alliance for Excellent Education received $551,000 from the Gates Foundation to grow support for the Common Core Standards Initiative. In 2009, Teach Plus received $4 million from Gates Foundation. December 2009, the Gates Foundation paid the National PTA $1 million to mobilize the PTA for Common Core Standards. 2010, Mr. Gates spent $2 million on a social action campaign focused on the film Waiting for Superman. 2010, Jeb Bush, founder of Foundation for Educational Excellence, receives $500,000 from the Gates Foundation and changes his stance on Common Core Standards. Don't you just love these people? 2010, Educators for Excellence, who were arguing against seniority-based layoffs, received $160,000 from the Gates Foundation. November 2011, the Conservative American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, ALEC, Education Task Force, developed model legislation calling for the demise of the Common Core Standards, but shelved it after receiving $376,635 grant from the, guess who, Gates Foundation. 2009 to 2011, MET Project was launched by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, amount of funds we do not know, and started to work in conjunction with the Tripod Project. Okay, now, so now in 2003 to 2013, the Tripod Project has been developed and refined by Dr. Ron Ferguson, director of Harvard University's Achievement Gap Initiative. Over the past 10 years, Tripod has received funding from Gates Foundation since 2009, but exactly how much? We don't know. We can't find out. Tripod surveys and analysis methods have helped more than 3 million students communicate about their classroom experiences while narrowing gaps among students from different racial, ethnic, and social class backgrounds. The Tripod survey assessments are an integral part of the Measures of Effective Teaching MET project, which is funded by, guess who? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. 2009 to 2011, the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association have received $6.3 million from the Gates Foundation. Harvard has received $15 million from the Gates Foundation. And Bloom has received $100 million. Stanford and Brown Universities have received $3 million each. The Gates Foundation has spent over $5 billion, and remember, there were some of these that we didn't even know how much they spent, since 2000 in the educational arena. This list is just a compilation of what we could find. I'm positive that there is much more. Always follow the money trail. Another good question to be asking yourself is, why would Bill Gates be pouring this kind of money into education? Does he really care that deeply about it and that it where it's going and that it's really easily accessible to all children? Or the fact that he stands to more than double, maybe even triple the amount of the $5 billion over the next 5 to 10 years? How could that be possible? Mr. Gates has his finger in all aspects of education, from national to international, from assessments to surveys to curriculum, even to the data mining. Who do you think is going to undertake such a massive overhauling for this data mining? Microsoft. To make the data mining truly successful, they established members behind Common Core will impose all new technology onto the schools nationwide courtesy of Microsoft, along with a hefty price tag covered by yours truly, the American taxpayer. The figure that Bill Gates stands to gain doesn't even include possible amounts past the 5 to 10 year mark. The overall cost to implement Common Core standards nationwide has been estimated at $16 billion. This will be mainly for computers and software equipment. Who will benefit the most from this windfall? Microsoft and other monitoring equipment companies. The cost of assessments, surveys, teacher training, and the cost to collect, transfer, buy, and sell personal information hasn't even been broached yet. Our founding fathers purposely left the word education out of the Constitution. What was left out was to be left up to the states and to local and parental control. I don't even remember the last time that parents had any kind of control about their education without a fight, do you? Or, you know, homeschooling, that's the only way that parents could ever get control of anything like that, but you know what I'm saying. Education laws against national standards, curriculum, and control, the Department of Education Organization Act 1979, the General Education Provisions Act, the Elementary and Secondary Act 1965, and most recently amended by the No Child Left Behind Act of 2002. Each of these says the same thing, that the Federal Department of Education should not be involved in developing, supervising, or controlling instructional materials or curriculum. Parents and local school boards are to be in charge of education. Okay, and another interesting little tidbit of info that Karen Bracken found is President Barack Obama's daughters go to Sidewell Friends which is a private school in Washington, D.C., and they have not or do not plan to future implement the Common Core standards. I mentioned that in other shows this week. Oh, it is the typical government double standard. We know what is best for you, and that is definitely not what is best for the political leaders or the same for them. What you have to do, what you have just read should chill you to your soul. The international progressive, or what I've just read to you, sorry, the international progressive movement do not see people as treasures that were fearfully and wonderfully made, but as a commodity to trade in. Case in point, the NGA and CCSSO trade organizations now in charge of our educational system. They want to mold our future generations into empty, brainless, soulless robots. U.S. Secretary of Education, your quiet revolution has become a blaring trumpet of war. Some of the references. I mentioned these earlier this week, some of them. Karen Bracken was an American woman who was deeply concerned with where the country was going. She was involved in the Tea Party movement for about 3 to 4 years. And Karen goes around the country speaking against CCSSO. And anyways, it's www.tnacc.weebly.com. Glenn Beck at The Blaze, and I haven't spoken much about Glenn Beck. He has covered this quite lengthy, but I didn't kind of want to go there. There's plenty of other people talking about this, and everybody jumps to what Glenn Beck says. So I didn't want to be one of those people, but he has talked about it. Wired.com, news.heartland.org, parentalrights.org, UtahAgainstCommonCore.com, NGA.org, whatiscommoncore.com, metproject.org, newyorktimes.com, NY Times. Cheryl, I'll just spell it, C-H-E-R-I-L-Y-N-E-A-G-A-R.com, knowthelies.com, tripodproject.com, IBE.UNESCO.org, FCBK.com.Kansas-Against-Common Core, www.aim.org, and beforeitsnews.com are all references that was used in building this document. Thank you, Margaret Spengler, for all of your hard work. Now, we do not have much time, but I had spoke yesterday about a video I wanted to share here. See, this is michellemakin.com site. And let me see. The first two, they're too long, so we do not have time. I guess what I will do is share some other websites I came across, and I'll try to share these maybe next week. In the meantime, you can just check it out yourself, michellemakin.com. Now, I had recently came across this one website that it kind of keeps you updated on what states are trying to reclaim educational liberty and, where in the United States they're fighting the Common Core. And I was happy to see that there was one organization in Ohio. And it's on Facebook. It's Roots and Reality of Education Standards. Now, I have sent them info that hopefully they will add us as the second organization fighting it here in Ohio. And, hey, you know, it's fine that individuals, I've heard that some individuals are doing petitions and trying to act concerning this, and that's all great and wonderful, but I really feel like you need to join a larger group like ours or another group, because numbers matter with this, and we don't have much time to get this out. So hopefully we will be part of this website, and anywhere that you live, this is your source for keeping up to date. So it's called whatiscommoncore.wordpress.com, and there's different links under this site also. They have a whole archive all the way back from April 2012. And some of their other categories are academic standards, Agenda 21, Arne Duncan, Common Core, and the witchery of wordplay, Common Core Gold Rush, data privacy is a right schools must not violate, excuse me. Democrats and Republicans agree, evidence that Utah lost educational sovereignty under the Common Core Initiative, green education takeover, homeschool, how the Common Core Initiative hurts kids, teachers, and taxpayers, it's not too late to reclaim educational sovereignty for Utah, and it goes on and on. I mean, it has parents' right. They even have a petition on there, actually. I just noticed that. I hadn't seen it before. Public-private partnership, PPP, students at global citizens rather than United States citizens, transparency problems, why won't state leadership answer questions, and so on. Let me click on their petition. And those are all along the right side. It's smaller than some of their other wording. Okay, so let me see where their petition is rooted out of. It says archive for the petition category. Even Salt Lake City Police will root for anti-Common Core demonstration Friday. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I think this is an old. I'm trying to see where their petition is. If there's a way for you to sign up online. I'm not sure. I don't see like a list of names as of yet. It's a pretty long page, though. Yeah, they have a video too. It's like an hour long. I have not watched that video yet. You can do that yourself. I don't see a list of names as of yet, but there is a list of contacts and emails and kind of who to talk to. These are all for Utah, it seems like. So anyways, I really think that you need to join a larger group, though. And as I mentioned on Saturday's show, we have an adult advisory group and we have a students advisory group. So we already have groups in place that deal with this and other things regarding education of their children and ideas. And it's like a, you know, PTA, but it's, you know, for our organization and for parents with kids in public school, charter schools, or homeschooled. So it covers all of those different groups, but it gives the parent and the student's voice a voice that normally they wouldn't have. Another site I just came across tonight, actually I think it was shared with me, it was Stop Common Core in Michigan, and they have an article called What Does It Take to Defeat Common Core? It just came out this week, August 27th, and from Karen Braun, and it's Stop Common Core in Michigan.com. I haven't had time to go pick through it very much yet. But again, you know, we want to watch what other states are doing, whether you live in Ohio or someplace else, because I really think this is going to come down to us as American citizens and not just Ohio citizens or Michigan citizens. This has got to be more of a Tea Party type thing, in a sense of the numbers it's going to take to get this out of the schools. We are going to have to act as one to get this out. And I really, truly believe that. Let's see. There were some other things I wanted to share with you. You might want to look up www.keepeducationlocal.com/claims-facts. They had some pretty interesting stuff, and I've been wanting to share that too, but still, we ran out of time. let's see. There was other stuff too that I wanted to talk about, but I'm still waiting to hear back from our attorney, one of our attorneys, on what we can do to stop this and things that you'll need to know about the ACT, SAT, and if your students should take it or not, which I don't think they should. So, anyways, have a good night, and we will talk Saturday more about this, but don't forget there's a show on Friday.
You